Good morning, everyone. We are continuing our series on awareness and omnipresence. Last time we looked at the Shum concepts regarding awareness of Ni'if and Ni'imf. A reminder on those, Ni'if is awareness and Ni'imf is awareness traveling. Very simple difference. The M means it's traveling. Today's talk adds the concept of Ni'if. Ni'if was made reference to in the definition of Ni'imf. It was point four. Ni'imf can travel from the seventh to the fourth dimension. Its home is in the fifth and fourth dimensions, but it usually resides in the fourth, looking at the third. In contrast to Ni'if, which is the observation of awareness flowing only through the higher areas of mind. So they're different. That's the point. Ni'imf and Ni'if are different forms of awareness. So the full definition of Ni'if is one, awareness flowing or traveling from one area of the higher mind to another in the fourth and fifth dimensions. Two, the tantra of observing awareness as it flows or travels in these two higher dimensions. Three, unless one is totally aware, one is not at all conscious of this happening. One may usually be only conscious of Ni'imf and its flow, then in deep meditation of Ni'if and its flow. Four, it is possible, however, to be simultaneously aware of Ni'if or Ni'imf, each independent of the other and yet dependent upon each other. Very interesting. We have a commentary from Gurudeva on Ni'if. Ni'if is awareness traveling, flowing constantly in the fifth and fourth dimensions. Unless one is totally aware, one is not at all conscious of the happening, but only conscious of Ni'if and its flow. Then in deep meditation of Ni'if and its flow. There are times when Ni'if changes places with Ni'if, and the change is unnoticed until afterwards. This is when one begins to see intuitively that which is in the fourth and fifth dimensions. This collage then is when we are completely aware in the fourth and fifth dimensions, such as in Mamsani or Mambashum. When Ni'imf is flowing in daily life, being aware of fifth, fourth, third, and second dimensions, Ni'if is flowing in the fifth and fourth independently. This accounts for intuitive flashes. When a Natche works on a Mamsani or Mambashum, the Nalif vibration is Ni'if. Nalif will be defined in a minute. Continuing within the areas and the neighboring areas of the Mamsani or Mambashum, while Ni'imf is totally aware in other areas. When the Natche goes into the Mamsani or Mambashum, again Ni'imf changes places with Ni'if, and a place of seeing deeper into related areas than did occur in the previous meditation. These Ni'if became conscious of during Nalif. So Gurudeva mentioned Nalif. We have a definition of Nalif. One, meditation, holding the vibration from one Shumnam to another. Two, continuity between meditations. Three, after Shumnam, or any type of meditation practice, pilgrimage or temple puja, a vibration fills one and remains with one long after. This vibration or current or CDC is called Nalif. Nalif should be held from meditation to meditation or puja to puja. It can be likened to a phrase in music. Each time the Nalif vibration wears thin, we should reconstruct that area through shumnam, puja, or another meditation. 7. Nalif is generally held within the vibration of the Kalinga Sim Kamshumalinga. 8. It is possible to go into consciousness into Bivumbika Rimche Nali Che Mavumna or Kamakadi Isare and not break the Nalif. But getting into a detailed discussion or argument within Rahnam Chevum, or being remorseful or reminiscing the past and Akailisimbi would break the Nalif. 9. It would then, with some effort, have to be re-established. 10. Nalif is especially necessary to those yogi tapasvins who hope to advance in their Raja Yoga on the Saiva path. So now that we know what Nalif means, I want to read what Gurudeva said about it again. It'll make more sense. Iif is awareness traveling, flowing constantly in the fifth and fourth dimensions. Usually one is totally aware, one is not at all conscious of the happenings, but only conscious of Ni'imth and its flow. Then a deep meditation of Yi'if and its flow. There are times when Ni'imth changes places with Yi'if and the change is unnoticed until afterwards. This is when one begins to see intuitively that which is in the fourth and fifth dimensions. This collage then is when we are completely aware in the fifth and fourth dimensions, such as in Mamsani or Mambashu. When the Imph is flowing in daily life between fifth, fourth, third, and second dimensions, the Imph is flowing in the fifth and fourth independently. This accounts for intuitive flashes. When a Nache works on a Mamsani or Mambashum, the Nalif vibration is Imph continuing within the areas and neighboring areas of the Mamsani or Mambashum, while Ni'imph is totally aware in other areas. When the Nache goes into the Mamsani or Mambashum, again Ni'imph changes places with Iif, and a place of seeing deeper into related areas than did occur in the previous meditation. These Iif become conscious of during Nalif. So we have a meditation which uses those concepts, and we'll look at that next. It also has the concept of Anif, which has the definition 1. The sublime vibration of a place or platform of worship, an altar outside or inside. 2. Finding the place within yourself that is absolutely quiet. 3. In Anif, we are deep enough within that all of the forces of the mind can be seen, and we are, like the hummingbird, totally quiet. 4. From Anif, we look out and see the forces equalizing themselves. The meditation is Nalif, Iif, Anif. So the English explanation is, begin your meditation by finding the state of consciousness you attained in your last meditation on Anif. Find a place within yourself that is absolutely quiet. Go deep enough within that all of the forces of the mind can be seen, and you are, like the hummingbird, totally quiet. Each time try to go deeper into Anif in your current meditation than your previous one. So a simple way of looking at that is comparing it to a computer that can do things in the foreground and the background at the same time. And then you can bring what's in the background into the foreground and put what's in the foreground into the background. So that's the idea, that when we're doing a meditation on a regular basis, it's in the background. It's always there. Iif is working on the meditation. It's background of the mind. Whereas Ni'imth is in the foreground of the mind doing anything. And as long as we avoid over-intellectualization and particularly any argument, when we go into meditation, we're switching. We're taking what was in the background and putting it in the foreground, and putting what was in the foreground into the background. So that's what Gurudev is saying. They're both going on all the time, but EEF is about the within. It's an awareness that doesn't become aware of the external. It's just aware in the internal, the fourth and fifth dimensions. So it relates to our meditative states. So we have both types of awareness are always functioning. That's the point. Awareness isn't a singular thing. This is saying there's two aspects to it that are basically function as if they are separate. Have a wonderful day.